Amen. Praise God this evening. Let us go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for this time, for this day, for this evening, God. We thank you, God, for blessing us, God, with your loving arms still wrapped around us, God. We thank you, God, that you hold us. You hold us tremendously, God. When what we think are good times, God, and what we think are bad times, God, you says, God, it is all my time, God, and you have a divine plan and purpose for our lives. And God, we thank you, God, that you are blessing us and enriching our lives day by day, God. We thank you, God, that you are setting us up, God, raising up a standard, God. We thank you, God, that you are continually blessing your people, God, and you are opening our eyes and our ears to new things, God. I thank you, God, that tonight, God, that you will use me, God, how you see fit to use me, God. Father God, I thank you, God, that you've given us your people, God, listening ears, oh God, seeing eyes and receiving hearts, God. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you for that, God. Amen. Amen. Guess what we're about to do? We're about to look at ourselves. Literally. Come on over here, old Fred. Look at all of those beautiful people out there. See them? See those people? See them? My bad, I need to drop. You see those people? Okay. He's going to hang out right here just for a second. That old scratched up mirror. Thank you very much, man. You're doing a tremendous job. I appreciate you so much. I want to ask, pose a bit of a question to the floor tonight. Well, just, you know, to everybody in general. I want to ask, you know, we're talking, you know, this series about faith, but what does faith mean to you? And I would hope you would observe my choice of words. What does it mean to you? Because a lot of times, you know, when we ask, you know, what does this mean or what does that mean, faith in particular, you know, it's something that we could give the standard definition, the standard answer for. You know, a lot of things have the standard definition, oh, this means this and this means that, this means, you know, this and that. But the reason why I presented it to you, you know, like that, because I want us to have an idea of what it means to us. And I think most of us all in here do. If someone, you know, was a non-believer and said, hey, what does your faith mean to you? What would you tell them? What could you tell them? Or if I were, say, your instructor, your professor, and I said, on my desk Monday morning, I wanted 2 pages type, double space, 12-point font, what does faith mean to you? So there's no right or wrong answer about it. Now I can tell you what my good friend Merriam-Webster said about it. They said faith was allegiance to a duty or a person, belief and trust and loyalty to a god or gods, firm belief in something for which there is no proof, something that is believed especially with strong conviction. But again, I ask tonight and present it to you, what does it really mean to you? Amen? That's what I present tonight. So I want everybody to, if you will, please repeat after me with this one thing. My faith grows. To new heights, every day of my life.
Every day of my life.
My faith grows,
to new heights,
every day of my life.
Every day of my life.
The influence and effectiveness,
of my faith in God,
grows more abundantly, every day of my life.
I do not take
supernatural faith.
Nor its rewards
for granted.
I am a pillar of faith
in God's kingdom. I am a great example
of a faithful child of God.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. As I was preparing this this week in study, and one scripture really came up in my spirit a lot as I was preparing for this, and I want to dip into it real quick, very quickly. It's Psalms 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105, and it says, your word, the King James says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And as I was going through this, I said, you know, okay, Lord, why this verse? Why this particular passage for this? This is faith. The word faith isn't even nowhere near the verse. It's the verse is, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, we learned some last week that in order to be strong in faith, build your faith up, you have to build your word level up. Because the scripture said, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Then I looked at it and I said, you know, what does a lamp do? What does a light do? It illuminates. It helps to guide. If we had the lights off in here, and now from experience, most of us could still probably find our way around to some things. We could probably find our way out the door if we had to. We could probably find our way over to, you know, the back in the coffee shop area. But a light helps to be that guide and helps us to see what we need to see. And I thought about it. What if I was in a place I didn't know? If I was in a place I didn't know, if I was in your house and you were trying to guide me out of your house, now you know where you keep your items, your valuables, your stuff, just like how where I live, I know where I keep my stuff, and it was pitch black dark, and I needed guidance to get out, but all I had was your word, because I don't have the knowledge that you have on certain things. I don't have, you know, okay, the kitchen is over here, the stove is, you know, kind of away from the kitchen over here, the couch is right here. So it would take, okay, listen to me, I'm going to tell you how to get out from where you are. Walk three steps this way, make a right, then walk another five steps, then make a left. You're going to go down some stairs. Now, when you get to the bottom of those stairs, make a right, and when you get to that right, duck your head because there's a shelf there. And if you don't duck your head, you know, you might wind up bumping your head. Go up under the shelf and walk. Now, once you walk about 10 steps, you're going to come to the front door, and once you get to the front door, open it up, you go out, you'll be outside. Now, that applies in the same way supernaturally, because a lot of times when we get into certain things in life, faith is being able to trust God when we see that dark situation. Because God says, we always say all the time, our natural strength, our natural ability is only limited to so much. You know, we can do a lot of great things in our own strength, and that's great, and that's good. I am not speaking ill of it, but there comes a time in everybody's life when we have to really dig in and trust our faith, amen. Our faith in God. Amen? Amen. I want to dig in real quick. I'm going to attempt to be a little brief tonight. I want to dig in real quick. I want to talk about two particular questions. The first question I've already brought up is, what does your faith mean to you? And as you can see by my title and the demonstration with this old mirror, was what is your faith reflecting about you? And what I mean by that is to the world, to your friends, to your family, and most importantly, to God Almighty, when he looks at you, what does he see about you? What does he see reflecting off of him, off of you rather, back to him? Because we're all children of God in here, I believe, and I trust tonight, and God wants to be proud of and honor his children, amen? Amen. I'm going to turn to Matthew. I'm going to go to Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 and 10. I'm going to read this through this is the New Living Translation. Starting at the first verse, large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. Lord, the man said, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said, be healed. And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus said to him, don't tell anyone about this. Instead, go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, a Roman officer came and pleaded with him, Lord, my young servant lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. But the officer said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, go and they go, or come and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who followed him, he said, I tell you the truth, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. So the centurion soldier here, the soldier says, God, I need a word. He said, God, I need a word. I need you to step out and I need you to send your word. Now what happened here in this illustration here, the soldier demonstrated and reflected passionate faith for what God could do for him. Sometimes we want God to work in our life and we need God to, you know, do something for our life. It takes us demonstrating a supreme example of faith in God. Sometimes that may be to God above. Sometimes that may be to our neighbor. Sometimes that may be to someone we may know at work. The soldier right here got his miracle done because he was not afraid to come forth and ask. And I'm not saying anyone has ever been afraid to come forth and ask, but faith was reflecting off of him so strong that God saw it and said, hey, I like that. That is awful cool. I like that. I like that. Now, from that, I'm going to flip to the flip side of it. I'm going to stay in the same book, and I'm going to go down about 9 chapters to Matthew chapter 17, and we're going to take a look at the opposite end of the spectrum. I ride down to Matthew chapter 17. Again, in the New Living Translation, I start at verse 14. At the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire, into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him. Jesus said, you faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy and it left him. And from that moment, the boy was well. Afterward, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? And Jesus said to them, you don't have enough faith. Jesus told them, I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move to here or to there, and it would move, nothing would be possible. So verse 20, you don't have enough faith. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. So I have with me tonight, thanks to the contributions of a special friend, some mustard seeds. Mustard seeds, yeah. Very small. But Jesus was telling his disciples right here, you need faith only as big as one of these. But my point is, I don't want faith as big as one of these. I want faith bigger than this. Because this is great. These are great. But I like having faith bigger than things. Bigger than what man says when this obstacle is in my life, hey, this ain't gonna happen for you, buddy. This ain't gonna happen for you, sisters. This is looking pretty bleak. This is looking pretty bad. So what you need to do is, you know, just shut it down, sit it down, and just give up. And you know, that's it. No, my friend. No, I've got other plans, and my God has other plans.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing here I want to look at, the disciples here had faith. The scripture doesn't say, Jesus right here never said they didn't have faith at all. They said you don't have enough faith. Sometimes when we go to get God to move in our lives about something, we lack just a certain amount of faith. And if that ever happens, you know, that shouldn't hinder us or deter us from stepping up. I'm a big sports fan, so I use the references all the time. Stepping back up to the plate again and trying again. Amen. Because if anything, that should motivate us and drive us and encourage us to come back. Because God loves to see his children prospering. Amen.
Yeah.
And I don't know about y'all, but I like prospering.
Yes.
Amen.
I like prospering. Yeah. I like prospering. And a lot of times we see something, where we see something happen for our neighbor, or we see something happen for a loved one, and we see something go right for them, and we say, oh man, that's nice. God, you ain't forgot about me, have you? God, you still thinking about me, right? God, you still have me in your will, right? And of course we know God has not forgot, because we always teach about God does things in his right time and his right place. I mean, timing, I've learned timing is so much important so much, it's so important, because if you neglect just the right timing of something, all it takes is, I remember when I was in school and I would work out complicated, math was my least favorite subject. I mean, I loved history, I loved English, but I couldn't get down with math. I mean, I did all right in it, but when you have those advanced, complex problems, there are certain steps you have to take, divide this, subtract that, multiply that, bring this over, slide this over, and if you, the timing off one of those is wrong, if it's a seven-step problem, you can get the slightest thing off of step four wrong, and the whole problem is wrong. Sometimes when we have situations in life, God says, hey, this is my plan for you, right? Okay, you need step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, and step six. But you're gonna have to listen to me, take my word on this very carefully, because if you mess up step three, you may get steps one, two, four, five, and six correct. But if you mess up step three, you're gonna miss the full thing of what I had for you, amen? So if anything, when this happens, God wants us to come back stronger, come back more powerful. And the one thing another interpretation said was, these kind come out only by prayer and fasting. Now, it's interesting, last week we learned about the impact of the word, and the word is important. The word is important. I will never say that it is not. But prayer and fasting, a lot of times, if you want to go to the next level in something, you have to put in more time into something. Again, I reference sports a lot because I'm a big sports nerd or whatever, but a lot of times you see they always release promotional packages advertising athletes, well, we're going to the next level, we're going for the championship, we're putting in the work, we put in the time, we've been in the weight room, we've been training hard, we've been running fast, we've been doing, because they're trying to get to the next level. I want to go to the next level in my God, because I trust what he can do for me, and I trust what he's capable of doing, amen? So, just for that, I'm finna tell on myself. Not yet. First of all, I wanna replant this in me, and I invite you to do it too. My faith grows
to new heights.
Every day of my life.
My faith grows to new heights.
Every day of my life. The influence and effectiveness of my faith
in
God
grows more abundantly
every day of my life. I do not take
supernatural faith
nor its rewards
for granted.
I am a pillar of faith
in God's kingdom.
I am a great example of a faithful child of God. So I said I was going to tell on myself. Praise God. For a later date. Now, I want to present this next part as asking yourself, what level of faith are you on? Now, I just broke this down into three parts. Someone else may break this down into five parts, may break this down into 10 parts, 15, 20, however many it takes to get the job done. But what level are you on? Level one, two, or three? Now, people at number one are the babes in Christ. They are just learning and have a long way to go. Like real babies, we know real babies, you know, they have to be helped. Real babies, they don't know. Babies know, what is this? All of a sudden, I'm here on this planet Earth. I see a bunch of people, a bunch of lights, colors. What is going on? They may have to get picked back up again by fellow believers and encouraged to try again. You know, they always say the strong comes to help out the weaker. Amen? All right. The second group, the middle group, those are the people that have experience, but they are still growing. Now, all three groups are forever growing and learning. Don't let me say that, you know, someone gets to hear and, you know, they are the grand poobah and you can't touch them anymore and they're the ones, you know, can't do anything else with me. The people in this group are slightly more advanced than the babes in Christ. They may have had some movements and monuments in their life move. They may have had some extreme moments in God. They have experienced God's mercy and love, but still have a little farther to go. Now, I would put the disciples from the previous scripture in this category because I'm sure hanging around Jesus, they had seen it. They'd seen him do it, and they said, well, we can do that, and they probably had done it. But they did not have the level, the next level, level three, the ones that God has given tremendous faith to cast out demons, pray for the sick, and they recover. God wants us all to ascend this level so he can really use us for his kingdom. That is not to say he can't or won't use people at the other levels, levels one and levels two. But at this level, you know, you're operating on all cylinders, as they say. You're as strong as you can be. Amen? The enemy fears you when you walk into the building at this level. Because now he knows, oh, I can't mess with, you know, I can't mess with brother so-and-so. I can't mess with sister so-and-so. Oh, they just walked into the building, so I'm going to have to ease back. Because what does the scripture say? The scripture says, you know, he's coming to steal, kill, and destroy, seeking who we can sift and devour by wheat. Seeking who we can sift and sift. Amen. That's it. If this were a TV show or movie, they would have said, cut, take two. We got to do it again. But he's seeking, you know, who we can devour. You know, when we reach that certain level, we become the best reflection of faith that we can be. And I can't say what that is for each person. I won't say what that is for each person because that's something that you have to get with God and say, hey, God, I want to be this, this, and this. You know, each person has their own desire in their heart. Each person has their own thing, their own path and destiny to walk into and to achieve. Amen. But we're reflecting God off of us everywhere we go in our life. You know, from, like I said, from here to out in the streets, work, wherever we go. Amen. So I ask you tonight to ask yourself, what level are you on? What level are you on? And what is your progress of going to the next level? Are you confident at the level that you're at? Do you want to ascend to the next level? Amen? Yeah. Amen. So, real quickly, I'm actually getting ready to wrap up, but I want to say this faith confession the third time. Amen? Third time for the three levels. Amen? Amen. My faith grows to new heights.
My faith grows to new heights.
Every day of my life.
Every day of my life.
My faith grows to new heights.
My faith grows to new heights.
Every day of my life.
The influence
and effectiveness
of my faith in God
grows more abundantly
every day of my life.
I do not take
supernatural faith
nor its rewards
for granted.
I am
a pillar of faith
in God's kingdom.
I am a great example
of a faithful child of God.
So, amen.
Let's believe that and let's receive that.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you, God, for the time and opportunity tonight, God. We thank you, God, for giving your people listening ears, God. I thank you, God, for giving them listening ears and receiving hearts, God. I thank you, God, that we're improving each and every day of our lives. Some of us may say, well, God, I don't see improvement. Where is that improvement at? God, I thank you, God, that you are helping us in ways that we don't see, God. And I thank you, God, that you open our eyes up to new wisdom and revelation and knowledge, God, day by day, God. I thank you, God, that you are blessing us tremendously, God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over the word sown tonight, God. I thank you and I praise you, God, that you are a good God. And I thank you, God, that you are faithful over your word to perform it, God. Father God, I thank you, God, that you are growing our faith, oh God, so that we are a supreme reflection of faith every day in our life, God, that you look at us and you are proud of us, God, that, God, you look at us and say, there goes my son, there goes my daughter, reflecting the good faith, they're fighting the good fight of faith, amen? We thank you, God, that our faith, God, is going greater than the grain of a mustard seed, and we would say to mountains, be removed and cast into the midst of the sea, God, and God, I thank you, God, that you hold us tightly, God, because you love us, God, and you want to see us succeed and prosper. And all these things, God, I give your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. I give your son Jesus, oh God, all the praise, God, all the honor, all thanks. And I pray right now, God, in Jesus' name, Father God, amen.
Amen.